You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Let's get right into it with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. It's been an interesting day of movements. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager at Rand Swiss, Viv Govender, to take a look at this and try and understand it. Viv, lovely to speak to you again. Markets kind of having a bit of a mixed bag if you look across European and Asian markets. South Africa also, different sectors having different responses. What do you make of today's movements?
The market's a bit nervous ahead of some important jobs numbers from the US tomorrow. I think we saw disappointing jobs numbers today, by the way. And I think the problem is that, you know, at the moment, because people have priced in the interest rate cut so strongly, that any bad news is literally bad news. There is not that silver lining of a bad news means more rate cut chances. Right now, more bad news is just bad news. I think that's kind of like scaring the market a little bit. And that's what we've seen suddenly, like big companies, like for instance, Nvidia pull back. I think partially because of that and partially because of other issues, but I think partially because of the fact that we are thinking that the economy might be weaker than we feared.
Viv, when we look at those numbers, you did mention obviously that those jobs numbers, NFP numbers are coming out tomorrow, but we do always get ADP numbers ahead of that. What is the expectation around NFP tomorrow? Are we kind of looking better than where we are based on what ADP suggests? Or is it just one of those things where the data points just become more and more important for the US as we get closer to those rate cuts dates?
I think right now, it really doesn't matter for the rate cut. I think barring an absolutely spectacularly positive number, the rate cut is pretty much baked in. We don't have to worry about that. The fear might be a really bad number, which basically is just a bad number. And because the rate cut is baked in, doesn't really give us more rate cuts, you know what I mean? Or significantly more rate cuts, and at least not enough more rate cuts to move the market. And I think that is the fear at the moment. The job number, I think, also has to be taken with a pinch of salt, because we saw recently that the Labor Department in the US came out and basically cut 118,000 jobs from the estimate for the last year. That's about 60,000 plus jobs a year, almost 70,000 jobs per month, cut down. That's a significant, number we're talking about. I think there's always been a fear that the Reserve Bank of the US, the US Fed, is going to get the timing wrong for rate cuts. I think right now, if you had to ask most comments out there, I think the consensus was they waited too long to cut rates.
And waiting too long could, I mean, if we look at the implications that could have, that we could potentially tip, or the US could tip into a recessionary environment, which is the one thing we don't want, because the narrative that we've had up to this point is everything is going to be a soft landing, right?
Yeah, and the problem with moving too late here is that there's what's called monetary policy lag. So basically, when you do something in monetary policy, like cut interest rates, you're not going to get the full effect for maybe a year to two later. So interest rate cuts like this month are going to affect the economy really next year. So if we are going into a recession right now, we are likely not to be able to get out of it just because rates are being cut right now.
Viv, would that lag effect be mitigated, or could it be mitigated by very aggressive cuts, or would that send markets into a separate kind of tailspin to say the US Fed is kind of scrambling here because they got it wrong, and that would be more detrimental if they, say, take a more aggressive stance than what they've done up to this point?
I think the chance of a more aggressive rate cut, I think, than a 0.25% each time is very likely. When the market's pricing, I think, a third chance of a 0.5% cut. If they were to go beyond that, I think the market would be spooked. I think also you have to take into account, I mean, you're supposed to be independent, but the political kind of, impression that you'd get would be quite negative as well, because remember the election in the US is happening in about 2 months' time, on the 5th of November. If the US Fed starts cutting rates significantly just ahead of the US election, the Republicans will probably argue, oh, this is them trying to juice the market to try and, you know, help Kamala Harris get elected in November. That kind of thing implication comes in about, and I think that's also going to be negative for the Fed, because you really don't want to be seen as taking a side in any kind of political discussion.
I'm so glad we don't have to find ourselves in this precarious position from our perspective. I'm glad we got our elections out of the way. Speaking of local markets, Viv, when we look at the Rand's performance, kind of tapped 18 Rand, managed to come down from that level. Are we kind of optimistic at this point around the South African picture, understanding that obviously we have our own rate cut decision happening later in the month as well?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think we're going to follow the US Fed. They go big, we likely will go big. If they go small, we might go small as well, but they will move before we move, you know, they're the day before us. If they're surprised by not cutting, which would be like a very, very tiny chance of that happening, I don't think we'll have the same ease of cutting as well. I do think that the Rand could get stronger from here. If we saw the GDP number, we did a bit better than we had in the previous periods. And the reason being is that things like load shedding, which are totally self-owned, on-goal kind of situations, were removed. if we can have load shedding, you know, disappear, growth rates itself could be higher. The rand will be stronger, and we will look a lot better, you know, the next couple of years. Obviously, it's hard to, like, you know, call it, but I mean, we've had what I think like 160, 170 days now without load shedding. If that can continue, like I said, indefinitely into the future, I can see the rand significantly stronger from here. But should we see a turnaround? That should we see a turnaround in the GNU, some other global issue happening? You know, who knows? But right now, I think all things as they are right now, the rand should be trending stronger.
Let's not jinx it. Let's not mention the L word, because apparently that is what the problem is for South Africa. But before I let you go, those GDP expectations, not as high as we thought. I mean, when we looked at some global stats and some global information from institutions like the World Bank, they forecasted quite a stronger turnaround and growth from South Africa's perspective without load shedding. But we take the positive nonetheless. Let's take the positive as it comes.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's positive. I mean, here's the thing. I think for the last 5 years or so, we've been growing at a slower rate than our population was growing. So on average, the average South African was getting poorer year on year. 0.4 is not great, but at least it's at matching kind of our population growth rate. So we kind of stopped the fall, which is a big thing. But also, I think to some extent, is stability matters. Give us 3-4 years with no load shedding, and let's see the economy recover, because people are still, like, even I am still nervous about the idea that this is going to be the default situation going forward based on just, like I said, you know, a few months of positivity.
Well, let's hope the positivity continues, and let's hope things do stabilize internationally so that everybody gets a better windfall. But we'll leave it at that, Viv. Thanks as always for the time and for the great insights of Viv Govender, Portfolio Manager at Rand Swiss, on the market movements throughout the day, as well as some expectations that might be lingering in the market.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.